Well, hello, and welcome to Auditing the Global Capital Markets with Allison. Welcome back. We are diving in to a new overview of the global capital markets from the perspective of Latin America and the large economies of the Americas. Today's going to be an exciting show. We're going to start by reviewing the global capital markets from the perspective of the high net worth individuals that are currently at the highest rankings of Forbes magazine's list of billionaires and multimillionaires in the Latin American market. So let's dive right in. I'm Allison Johnson, here again from Washington, D.C., having a chance to share with you the latest developments from the perspective of an audit of our global capital markets. Every week, we have been diving into all of the nitty-gritty details of where the thousands of trillions of dollars are circulating across our globe, how the money is being used, and most importantly, where the money is being concentrated. And that's why we think today is very important to look at the auditing of the global capital markets from the perspective of Latin America. And if we have time, we'll also touch on the Caribbean. So I think we'll start with one of the largest markets in Latin America, which is Brazil. And we went through a number of statistics in previous shows about the power of the Brazilian market. And we had a chance to overview pretty thoroughly the situation with the rankings of the countries by wealth. So now we're going to have a chance to look more closely at each economy and some of the families that are really dominating each country and each space. And what's important to note is all of these markets have a tremendous power at the top. They're led by an elite group of multi-billionaires that have political power, economic power, and of course, financial and economic power. So the most important statistics that we're covering are where the wealth can be found. So if you look at the 10 richest people in Brazil, Brazil has one of the strongest economies in Latin America. It's also got one of the highest numbers of the ultra rich. By the latest reckoning, it has 33 billionaires as of the report from Money Incorporated on August 30th, 2021. It also has more millionaires than you can count. Most are self-made men and women who have spent their lives grafting for every cent. A select few were born with silver spoons and trust funds. To find out which Brazilians are the richest, let's just dive in, and we'll start by counting down the 10 richest people in Brazil. So number 10 is Luis Frias, who has a net worth of $4.6 billion. Kicking things off is Luis Frias, a Brazilian businessman with a net worth of $4.6 billion. As per millionairefinder.com, Frias began his career at Grupo Folha, a Brazilian media conglomerate founded by his late father, Octavio Frias, in the 1960s. After spending a decade in various management roles, Frias assumed the position of CEO in 1989 and the position of chairman in 1991. In addition to his activities with Grupo Folha, he's also founded the internet company UOL and its subsidiary, Pag Seguro Digital, at which he currently serves as chairperson. Very interesting, because that probably would be considered one of the most powerful internet companies in Brazil, UOL. Number nine is Luiza Helena Trajano, with a net worth of $5.3 billion. With this net worth of $5.3 billion, Luiza Helena Trajano ranks as Brazil's second richest woman and its ninth richest person. After graduating with a law degree from the Faculdade de Direito de Franca, she went to work at her parents' retail store, Magazine Luiza. After working her way up from sales to management, she eventually became the director superintendent in 1991. Under her stewardship, the company has grown astronomically, expanding from a single store to a chain of over 1,000, serving over 18 million clients. Up next is Alceu Elias Feldman, a Brazilian businessman who made his $5.4 billion fortune as the founder of the Brazilian fertilizer giant Fertipar. Since the company was founded in 1980, its fortunes, and in turn Feldman's, have continued along an almost permanent upward trajectory. It now has a 15% share of the Brazilian fertilizer market. Feldman, who owns 85% of the company, serves as its chairman and CEO. Again, number eight, Alceu Elias Feldman, with a net worth of $5.4 billion. Number seven is Dulce Pigliese de Godoy Bueno, with a net worth of $6 billion. Together with her husband, Edson de Godoy Bueno, Dulce Pugliese de Godoy Bueno founded the health insurance and medical firm Amil. When the couple divorced, Dulce retained her 33% stake in the company. After its IPO in 2007, Amil grew to become the largest healthcare company in Latin America, promoting external interest, which eventually culminated in 90% of the business being acquired by U.S. health insurer United Health Group for $4.9 billion. Dulce also owns a 48% stake in DAS, a chain of medical laboratories at which her stepson, Pedro Bueno, serves as CEO. So again, number seven, Dulce Pugliese de Godoy Bueno, with a net worth of $6 billion. Number six is Alex Behring, with a net worth of $7 billion. According to Wikipedia, Alex Behring ranks as the sixth richest person in Brazil, with a net worth of $7 billion. In 1989, he co-founded the technology company Modus OSI Technologies, at which he remained a partner until 1993. After that, he moved to GP Investimentos, where he served as partner from 1994 to 2004. Between 1988 and 2004, he also headed up the private sector railroad company América Latina Logística. These days, the bulk of his wealth comes from his position as founding managing partner of the global investment firm 3G, chairman of Restaurant Brands International, and chairman of Kraft Heinz. So number six again is Alex Behring. Let's move to number five, richest person in Brazil. The fifth richest person in Brazil is Carlos Alberto Silveira, with a net worth of $8.7 billion. According to Forbes, most of Carlos Alberto Silveira's $8.7 billion net worth is derived from his shares in Anheuser-Busch InBev, in which he owns about a 3% stake. His fellow shareholders in the brewer are Jorge Paulo Lehman and Marcel Ehrman Dallas, both of whom are billionaires, albeit ones with ever so slightly more in the bank than Ciupira. Ciupira is also a partner in the private equity firm 3G Capital, which, along with Berkshire Hathaway, acquired H.J. Heinz and Company in 2013. So very interesting history there to learn more about the merger between Kraft and Heinz subsequent to the acquisition with 3G Capital and Berkshire Hathaway. Always very interesting to dive into all of the economics behind the mergers and acquisitions. Number four in Brazil, richest person is Jorge Mol Filho, with a net worth of $11.3 billion. Doctors might make a comfortable living, but it's not often you meet one that's worth billions. Then again, it's not often you meet one like Jorge Neval Mol Filho, a cardiologist and entrepreneur who started on the road to riches when he founded Regidor in 1977, and who now owns more than 30 hospitals across the country. The good doctor is today worth an estimated $11.3 billion. The number three richest in Brazil is Marcel Herman Telles, with a net worth of $11.5 billion. Marcel Herman Telles began his career in banking, serving as a partner of Garantia Merchant Bank from 1974 until 1998. He also served as a partner of the Brazilian private equity firm GP Investimentos until 2004, and as CEO of Brahma from 1989 to 1999. These days, he's sitting pretty on a fortune of $11.5 billion thanks to his status as a shareholder in both Anheuser-Busch, InBev, and Restaurant Brands International. The second richest person in Brazil is Eduardo Saverin, with a net worth of $14.6 billion. Eduardo Saverin was born in São Paulo, Brazil, but later relocated to the USA after winning a place at Harvard University. It was there that he met fellow undergraduate Mark Zuckerberg. What happened next is social media history, but suffice to say, Saverin turned a pretty buck from the relationship. The pair's friendship turned sour in the 2010s, and Saverin left Facebook under a black cloud and with 53 million shares, which at the time were worth around $2 billion, but have since increased exponentially in value, all now in his pocket. These days, he makes his money through his venture capital firm, B Capital. As of 2021, Eduardo Saverin is worth $14.6 billion. Now, the richest man in Brazil at number one is Jorge Paulo Lehman, with a net worth of $16.8 billion. Up until 2020, Jorge Paulo Lehman had sat at the top of Brazil's rich list for 8 years. Then banker Joseph Safra came along and stole his crown. This year, Lehman's back at number one, following Safra's death in 2020 during the month of December. Lehman made his first fortune in investment banking, but now rakes in the cash as controlling shareholder of Anheuser-Busch InBev, the world's largest brewer. He, along with his fellow billionaire business partners, Carlos Ciupira and Marcel Herman Telles, who also own shares in Burger King's parent company, Restaurant Brands International. A notoriously private individual who rarely gives interviews, Lehman is today worth the grand sum of $16.8 billion. So that begins to give us an idea starting with Brazil. So now if we move to the next country of Mexico, let's take a look at Mexico's richest billionaires in 2021, as of April 6th and the Forbes magazine. On Forbes' 2021 list of the world's richest, Mexico's billionaires are worth about one-third more than a year ago, buoyed by a stronger peso and rebounding stocks. It has been a very prosperous year to be a billionaire. Data from the 2021 Forbes list of the world's billionaires show. And that is true in Mexico as well. The country's billionaire ranks swelled by one since last year to 13 list members, while their combined net worth rose by nearly a third to $136.1 billion, up from $103 billion. Just over a year ago, Forbes took a snapshot of the world's wealthiest using stock prices and exchange rates from March 18, 2020. The Mexican peso had fallen to 24 pesos per US dollar, 25% drop measured from the beginning of 2020. Stock prices had tumbled as well. For the 2021 list of the world's wealthiest, Forbes used exchange rates and stock prices from 2021, March 5th. The Mexican peso had strengthened to about 21 pesos per dollar, and stock prices of many companies founded and run by Mexican billionaires rebounded significantly. Carlos Slim Helú keeps his long-held spot as Mexico's richest person at an estimated $62.8 billion. He's worth $10.7 billion more than a year ago in 2020. Though his fortune has grown, he's fallen to 16th richest person in the world from number 12 richest on last year's list of 2020, as others like Larry Page and Sergey Brin, the co-founders of Google, as well as the world's richest woman, L'Oreal's heir, Françoise Bettencourt-Meyers, who moved up in the ranks. German Larrea Mota Velasco, or Germán, rose to become the second richest Mexican billionaire this year of 2021, up from number three in 2020, as shares of his mining firm Grupo México more than doubled in value. He's worth an estimated $25.9 billion on this year's list, up from $11 billion last year in 2020. David Penalosa Alanis, CEO of toll road company Promotora y Operadora de Infraestructura, known as PINFRA, returns to the ranks after falling off in 2020. Shares of PINFRA have been on a roller coaster ride during the past year, but were worth slightly more on March 5th this year than on March 18th, 2020. The stronger peso also helped boost Penalosa's fortune in dollar terms. Fernando Chico Pardo, chairman and president of airport management firm Grupo Aeroportuario del Sureste, also returned to the ranks after falling off in 2020. Longtime billionaire list member Jerónimo Arango, who co-founded retailer Cifra with his brothers and sold it to Walmart in 1997, died at age 94 in April of 2020. So here are Mexico's 13 billionaires' net worths as of March 5th, 2021. So starting with the richest, Carlos Slim Helú, with a net worth of $62.8 billion. The source of the wealth is telecom, and he's in Mexico City. Carlos Slim Helú, whose largest asset is a majority stake in pan-Latin American wireless telecom firm America Móvil, was the world's richest person for 4 years from 2010 to 2013. He ranks number 16 richest on Forbes 2021 list, down from number 12 in 2020, despite the fact that his fortune grew $10.7 billion in the last year of 2020 to 2021. Number two is Germán Larrea Mota Velasco, with a net worth of $25.9 billion. Source of wealth is mining, resides in Mexico City. Herrera owns the majority of copper mining company Grupo México, whose shares more than doubled in value in the past year, helping to boost his fortune from $11 billion last year in 2020. Number three is Ricardo B. Salinas Pliego, with a net worth of $12.9 billion. The source of wealth is retail and media, and he resides in Mexico City. Salinas is worth $12.9 billion, and his worth is up more than $1.2 billion from a year ago, helped by a stronger peso. Most of his fortune lies in his stake in Grupo Electra, a publicly traded home appliances retailer that targets lower middle class consumers who borrow money from his banking arm, Banco Azteca, to buy items like refrigerators and TVs. His TV broadcaster, TV Azteca, has seen revenues decline. Its market capitalization is a tiny fraction of what it was a decade ago. And I've actually worked for TV Azteca in the last 25 years as a analyst and radio and TV contributor. A note there. Then number four, richest person in Mexico is Alberto Valleres Gonzalez, with a net worth of $9.2 billion. Source of wealth is also mining, and he resides in Mexico City. Valleres shares mining group Industrias Penoles, whose shares have risen about 50% in the past year. He also controls department store chain Grupo Palacio de Hierro, which hasn't fared quite as well, but I'm sure it's on the rebound during the post-pandemic era. The number five richest person is Juan Francisco Beckman Vidal, net worth of $7 billion. The source of wealth is tequila. Beckman Vidal, a descendant of San Jose Antonio de Cuervo, owns the majority of Jose Cuervo, tequila maker, Beckley. Shares of the company have risen more than 50% in the past year of 2021-2022, lifting his fortune from $4.3 billion a year ago to $7 billion as of 2021. Number six is Maria Asuncion Aramburuz Zabala, net worth of $5.8 billion. Source of wealth stems from beer and investments, and she resides in Mexico City. The only Mexican woman on the billionaire rankings, Aramburuz Zabala inherited a stake in beer giant Grupo Modelo from her father before its $20 billion sale to Anheuser-Busch InBev in 2013. She still serves on the board of Anheuser-Busch InBev and joined the board of directors of listed cosmetics firm Coty in December 2020. Seventh richest is Antonio del Valle Ruiz and family, with a net worth of $3.1 billion. Source of wealth is chemicals. Residence is Mexico City. Del Valle Ruiz and his six children own 42% of chemicals firm Orbia Advanced Corporation, which was formerly called Mexichem. Orbia Advanced Corporation shares doubled in the past year, driving his fortune up from $1.6 billion on the 2020 Forbes list. The number eighth richest is Carlos Hank Ron, with a $2.2 billion net worth. The source of wealth is banking. The residence is Mexico City. The son of the late politician, Carlos Hank Gonzalez, he is invested in construction, tourism, energy, and more. He got nearly $500 million in 2017 when he sold his Grupo Financiero Interacciones to Grupo Banorte, the Monterrey-based bank founded by his wife's father, the late billionaire Roberto González Barrera, who died in 2012. The number ninth richest person in Mexico is Roberto Hernández Ramírez, the net worth of $1.9 billion, source of wealth in banking and investments, also based in Mexico City. He made a fortune as a shareholder of Mexican bank Banamex, which Citigroup acquired in 2001 for some $12 billion in cash and stocks. Number 10th richest person, Rufino Vigil Gonzalez, with a net worth of $1.7 billion, source of wealth, steel, based in Mexico City. The Mexican steel baron's fortune is up $500 million from a year ago after a rebound in the share price of two steel-listed companies in which he owns shares, Industrias CH and Grupo CIMEC. Number 11th richest is Fernando Chico Pardo, with $1.4 billion in net worth. Source of wealth is the airport management company, and he's based in Mexico City. Chico Pardo returned to the ranks after falling off in 2020. Shares of his airport management firm, Grupo Aeroportuario del Sureste, plunged dramatically in early March 2020, probably due to the pandemic, but nearly doubled in value since then. Chico Pardo is president and chairman of the Mexico-listed company. The number 12th richest is Alfredo Harp Helu, with $1.2 billion in net worth, source of wealth, banking and investments, based in Mexico City. Like Roberto Hernandez, Harp Helu was also a shareholder of Mexican bank Banamex, which Citigroup purchased for some $12 billion in stock and cash in 2001. And then lastly, the number 13th richest is David Penalosa Alanis, with a $1 billion net worth, and the source of the wealth being toll roads. And based in Mexico City, Penalosa Alanis returns to the list after falling off in 2020. He is CEO of toll road company Promotora y Operadora de Infraestructura, known as PINFRA, and owns about 29% of the stock. His father, David Penalosa Sandoval, founded a predecessor company. So very interesting Forbes breakdown of the richest people in Mexico. And clearly, you know, we can go beyond those 13, just like we can in Brazil, and go deeper into the list. And in fact, both for Brazil and Mexico, Wikipedia does go to about 25 of the richest people in Brazil and Mexico. But let's move on and let's see about some of the next countries that we want to look at. Very interesting to see overall the wealthiest people and where the money is concentrated. Because one of the comments I will make before we move to the next country is how, if you look at the wealthiest people, they're involved with some of the most important industries that contribute to infrastructure, real estate, media, telecommunications, and fossil fuels. So clearly, some of the areas that we've been studying during these weeks that need reform are the source of, you know, the most powerful wealth that you can find. So let's move on to Colombia. It's very interesting to look at Colombia, which is also a very powerful country in the region. And we have statistics that rank the richest Colombians. And the statistics are a little bit more recent. In fact, when they look at it, they see that as of 2022, Luis Carlos Sarmiento is ranked as the wealthiest person from Colombia. The business magnate garnered his fortune from the construction business and invested in banks, accumulating a fortune worth almost $10 billion U.S. dollars. He was followed by Nubank's co-founder and CEO, David Vélez, with a fortune of around $6.5 billion. So let's dive into the next rankings for Colombia. So right now, we can start with the list based on just the information we have from Wikipedia, which does say that Beatriz Dávila de Santo Domingo is the third largest wealthy person in Colombia with 3.6 billion in net worth, which comes from beer. And then Jaime Gilinski Bacal comes in with net worth of $3.6 billion through banking. We also can see that if we look at the richest families and people in Brazil, pardon me, in Colombia, we can continue the list and see their net worth, which has continued to grow. Colombia is a country that is blessed with minerals and energy resources. This country has significant amounts of gold, silver, nickel, emeralds, and platinum. Colombia is also a net exporter of oil since 1986. The nominal GDP for Colombia is around 360 to 500 billion US dollars. Over about 45% of the population live below the poverty line. Despite this, Colombia has its own list of rich billionaires. You started, of course, with Luis Carlos Sarmiento, where we gave the ranking his success from $14 to $18 billion stems from real estate, encouraged him to pursue success in real estate to create the Grupo Aval Acciones y Valores Company, which is a major real estate company in Colombia. This business includes real estate properties, financial derivatives, and telecommunication. We also can add Alejandro Santo Domingo Dávila, who has an estimated net worth of around $12 billion. He was born in New York City on February 13, 1977. And Alejandro Santo Domingo Dávila attended school at Hotchkiss School before he went to Harvard University to study history. Following this, he went to work in the Santo Domingo Group, started by his grandfather. The Santo Domingo Group is a conglomerate that has investments in fields such as banking and telecommunications. We then go to Carlos Ardila Lule, who has an estimated net worth of around $5 to $6 billion. Born on July 4th, 1930, Carlos Ardila Lule is a native of Bucaramanga, Colombia. He graduated from the National University of Colombia with a degree in civil engineering. As the founder of Organización Ardila Lule, Carlos Ardila Lule began to create his soda pop corporation. This company runs top brands like Postoban and RCN-TV. Next is Jaime Gilinski Bacal, which we know his wealth is now hovering above $5 to $6 billion. On December 14th, 1957, Jaime Gilinski Bacal was born in Colombia. His father had been successful in business and owned the Yupi Market and a plastic company known as RE/MAX. Bacal went to the Georgia Institute of Technology to study engineering before he received his MBA from Harvard University. After his educational training, he returned to Colombia to work in his father's business. It's very interesting to see the connection to the Ivy Leagues for many of the wealthy around the world. The fifth largest billionaire in Colombia is Woods Staton, with an estimated 1.1 billion. Following his studies, he began to work as a joint venture partner with the fast food megalith McDonald's. Before long, Wood Staton became the president of McDonald's South Latin America division. At the time, he worked in his grandfather's bottling company, Panamaco. So clearly, these are some of the richest families in Brazil. Pardon me, in Colombia. But we can also continue and see the list as it relates to the richest families in Colombia. See if we can expand it a little bit more beyond the people that we've been mentioning. So the richest families in Colombia are Colombian billionaires and their families, and they are a very popular discussion topic in the country. Colombia has a long history of gold mining that includes the robbing of the metal from Native American graves of Colombia. But nowadays, the Colombian economy is more diversified. The South American country is rich with natural resources and uses them heavily as its export material. With the exploitation of hydrocarbon fuels and several metals, agricultural production, and manufacturing, Colombia has managed to build one of the steadiest economies in the region. Like in most South American countries, the private enterprise dominates the economy, and the government involvement is limited to railways, petroleum, and telecommunications, while they also support private enterprises in order to steady up the economy even more. Colombia has dealt with inflation and job losses as well, but it was one of the few countries in the region that didn't have a debt crisis in the 1980s. The country has been continuously trying to diversify its economy and not to be so focused on the natural resources. Instead, it has been making moves to focus on hydroelectric power development and flood control in the last years. Colombia's market economy has grown due to good liquidity and the growth of credit and the positive performance of the Colombian economy. The Colombian Stock Exchange for the Latin American Integrated Market offers a regional market to trade equities, and foreign exchange brokers have done a good job of establishing themselves on the regional market. This has also affected the number of billionaires in the country. While it must be said that the majority of the billionaires do come from the same family, there are some inspiring stories as well. Colombia has 8 billionaires, and we already went over Wood Staten, Jaime Gilinski-Bacal, Carlos Ardila Luelli, Alejandro Santo Domingo, Luis Carlos Sarmiento, Andrés Santo Domingo, Julio Carlos Santo Domingo, Tatiana Santo Domingo Casiraghi, and they're all part of the same family. So that shows you how the wealth definitely stays inside of the family. So let's move to our last country that we're going to try to cover for today, and that is Peru, which is also a very powerful economy, very interesting history. And it would be good to cover, to start with, the 10 Peruvians that were included in Forbes' list of billionaires. The Forbes list of billionaires included 10 Peruvians, with the chief executive of Peruvian beauty product maker Belcorp, Eduardo Belmont, at the top of the list of the richest from the South American nation. According to Forbes, Belmont was listed as the 195th wealthiest individual in the world, with a fortune worth $6.1 billion. Belcorp, which produces the upmarket Ebel brand, was created in 1988 after Belmont left his brother's business, Yanbal, which also produces beauty products, according to the daily newspaper El Comercio of Peru. Both companies use direct or door-to-door sales systems with brochures. Belcorp operates in 15 countries in Latin America and the USA. Forbes estimates that it has annual sales of $2 billion. Belmont and his brother, Juan Fernando, are known to have a troubled relationship and hardly ever talk. Fernando, the president of Yanbal, was listed by Forbes with a fortune of $2.2 billion. Other prominent Peruvian businessmen who made the list include Carlos Rodriguez Pastor, the head of Intercor Financial Services, with an estimated fortune of $3.4 billion, up from $2 billion in the previous year. Intercor has profited from Peru's expanding middle class. The company owns Interbank, the fourth largest bank in Peru, and through InRetail, also owns the supermarket chain Plaza Vea and its upscale Vivanda stores, the Cineplex chain, and the Real Plaza chain of malls, among other businesses. Eduardo Hochschild, head of Peruvian mining company Hochschild, was listed with a fortune of $2.1 billion, slightly less than the previous year, partially due to a decline in silver prices that have affected the shares of the miner. New Peruvian billionaires include Alberto Benavides de la Quintana, the patriarch of the Benavides family, the biggest shareholder of mining company Buenaventura. Benavides, who founded Buenaventura and developed it into Peru's biggest precious metals miner, has a fortune of approximately $2 billion. Roque Benavides, the son of Alberto Benavides de la Quintana, is the chief executive of Buenaventura. Mario Breccia, the 84-year-old head of the Breccia Group, is seen with a worth of $1.8 billion. The Breccia Group has businesses in the fishing sector, mining sector, as well as the hotel, health, Clinica Internacional, and financial sectors, BBVA Banco Continental. The Breccia sisters, Ana Maria and Rosa, both are seen with a fortune of $1.3 billion.